All right, everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with Chaos Comics and Suspiria. So I'll be reading all four of these, and then we'll move on to another Chaos Comics adventure. But let's go ahead and get started with this character I don't even know anything about. So we'll learn together. 97. Chaos Rules Tour. Cool. Now available on tour. See, that's when comic cons were small and about the comics, not all the pop culture. October 30th, 1997. The base of the Los Pinos Mountains, 15 miles outside Socorro, New Mexico. Socorro means help, and help is needed here. Help is coming. Divine help. Waste 'em, Jugs! Bam, bam! That's what you get for trying to rip us off. Don't kill us, please! What the hell is that? What is this? Who dares spill blood in my house? I'm having a flashback. Bull, I'm seeing it too. Don't know who this bitch is, but the sister's history. Ah! Fool, I am your future. Rela, Thomas, Vex, hi! Vzzz, ah! My god! Ugh. Who are these people? What is going on? This man will die unless I work fast. Talos dos duende dios de sangre. So I guess she's Hispanic. Sloop. Bop, bop, bop. Snap. Rip. I call on thee, O mother of life, of all living things, to grant this mortal thy blessing. Heal him. Let the light of life burn brightly in this body. Her name is Felicia Chavez, and she is a witch. I need to make sure I'm recording this. Yeah, I am. Once she was just a young girl who dreamed of giving her life to God until her innocence was taken from her. But corruption could not taint her. She was chosen by the light to fight the darkness, and that battle was about to begin. 2 hours later... Ah! What year is this? All these trappings so alien, mysterious. Huh? Oh, Alice in Chains. Nirvana. What is that? I don't know. 1997, of course. Great year. Then perhaps I have been away too long to stop him. I may already be too late. You aren't a witch. Excuse me. You're a witch, aren't you? An honest-to-goodness witch. A demon. I embrace the light, yet darkness now runs through my blood. Who the hell are you? My name is Felicia Chavez, or I was. I don't know who or what I am anymore. Once I was a simple girl who lived a simple life. I was born in Mexico, an only child. My father moved north of the border to work on a farm outside Las Cruces when I was young. There on a large farm owned by Alan Guerra and Anglo, Papa supervised the chili harvest while Mama was housekeeper. They worked hard, but our lives were richer than the ones we had in Mexico, until Papa died. Señor Guerra was very kind to Mama and me, promised the farm would always be our home. But he lied. It was our prison. And Mama was serving a life sentence. He had promised he wouldn't touch me if she complied with his wishes. I knew none of this, believed we were blessed. I heard God's voice and answered his call. But my purity, my innocence, attracted him to me like a moth drawn to a flame. He lied to Mama, trampled my innocence underfoot, tainted me. It was November 22nd, 1963, the day President Kennedy died. 3 days before my 18th birthday. I wanted to die, but it would only get worse. When I discovered I carried his child, I was filled with dark thoughts. But if I killed myself, I could never enter the kingdom of heaven, so I ran away. Outside Socorro, I visited a woman, a curandera, called Dona Pepueta? Pepueta? I wanted her to give me a potion. I couldn't face giving birth to his child, but was filled with guilt at the thought of an abortion. She brought me to a commune, the Order of the Weeping Woman, a refuge for unwed mothers and their children, orphans. There, a man named Louis Velez preached his own form of Catholicism, one of forgiveness, of life. I named him Ramon. He was beautiful. My life changed. Our lives were good, at least at first. Little did I know there was a serpent hiding in this Garden of Eden. Velez was a father of lies who worshipped the dark, not the light, and we were the true harvest, not the crops we tended in the fields. As daughters of the Order, we studied to be curanderas, herbalists, working white magic in God's name. But in truth, Louis and Donna were bruja, black magicians, spawn of the devil and his legions. The baby and I grew sick. Ramon died, or so I thought. Okay, so Ramon died, and then, of course... Okay, so Ramon died, and, then, of course, they're talking... Alright, so I didn't know that went together. It's confusing. Anyway. And they fed on our innocence. Our trust. Our very flesh. The flesh of our flesh. Was the child Ramon? I was terrified, frozen with fear and guilt. I was so weak, so powerless, I dared not move until dawn. Was it a terrible nightmare? How could Louis, kind, pious Louis, commit such evil? No, I did not dream it. It was real. I could smell the evil in that vile room. In a fever dream, I took the book and ran. I guess I believed that fool tome was the source of his power, and by taking it, I could stop his vile plans. So I ran and ran until, exhausted, I discovered this place. I slept and dreamed awful dreams. I read that infernal book, trying to make sense of the horrors I had seen, and made the mistake of reading aloud, unwittingly summoning a demon. Who dares Corbon Glasbalas, master of dark arts and sciences? Mortal woman, I smell blood and fear and sorrow. Delicious! So long since I tasted fear. But when it touched me, something happened. Something divine. No! Burns! Pure light! Heaven's slight! Hurts! Hurts! The Lord had not deserted me. Angel lights burning mine eyes! The light came from inside me, binding the demon to me, and I to it. Light and dark neutralizing, balancing each other in a cosmic dance of power. I had never known such evil existed. The forced seduction of an innocent virgin was nothing compared to the depraved atrocity committed by Louis Velez. But even that paled beside the infernal embrace of Glavalaz. Now I knew evil intimately. But this was the work of a higher power, not a twisted game devised by the fallen. The demon known as Glavalaz was my servant. He was bound to me, and I in turn bound to him. We became one. Darkness into light, light into darkness, yin and yang. As such, Glabalaz could not return to hell, and I could not reach heaven. It was not my time, and time now had no meaning in the void. So I commanded the demon to teach me, and learn I did terrible things. We watched events unfold in hell, but we were denied witness to heaven. But there was a disturbance in the netherworld. Something was happening in hell, and the next thing I knew, I was here. That's some kind of story. But if I hadn't seen you appear out of thin air with my own eyes, I'd say you'd taken a couple of 100 acid trips too many. Save your words. I've returned to Earth for a reason, even if I don't know what it is. Okay. It's not every day a witch turns up in my house and tells me there's trouble in hell. What's your name again? Felicia Chavez, and I need your help. My help? How can I... Do you know of the Order of the Weeping Woman? Sure, but the people who live there don't mix with the locals. Good, then I may not be too late. But first, we must get this man to a hospital. My powers are unfocused, but I stopped the bleeding. Yet I am not a doctor. There may be internal damage. John. His name's John. He's my husband. What about these two goons? They are now harmless, and I will take care of them later. Now let us take care of your man. Oh, give me a minute. Gotta use an inhaler. It's so stuffy in here, it's hard to breathe. I was going to major in anthropology, but I dropped out of New Mexico State after the psycho plague at the East Coast. Didn't seem much point. Psycho plague? What are you saying? Stop speaking in riddles. Half the country's in the control of the dead, the living dead. Manhattan's gone, so is Washington, D.C. Vampires have been sighted in San Francisco. Whole world's turning into a Stephen King novel. So much has happened while I've been away. I have changed, and the world I once knew is gone. What part does he play in all this? You want me to go to the Order and look around, and nothing else, right? Yes, look around, but do not go near the creature that calls itself Louis Velez. Creature? Now, wait a minute. I thought he was just some creepy black magician dude like Aleister Crowley. What is he, some kind of demon? Of a sort. Not a pure demon, but he has absorbed the powers of some of the fallen. Once he was a man, and was chosen by Hell's Mistress as her tool on Earth. Louis Velez is his human name, but to the Lords of Hell, he is Epitaph. The Order of the Weeping Woman, Epitaph's private chambers. A pity, she wasn't as strong as I thought. Why do you always have to break my playthings? I had plans for this one. There are plenty more where she came from. Besides, you need to conserve your energies for tonight, my love. You are right. I have waited too long for this moment, and nothing can stand in the way of our plans. I will prepare a bath for you, then you must rest. 250 years I have waited for this. I will not be denied once I again gain access to hell. Lucifer himself will embrace me with open arms, and then she will bow before me. Fools, all of them. So easy to control, to brainwash. They come here seeking spiritual enlightenment. They are nothing more than lambs to the slaughter. This place is definitely creepy. What have I gotten myself into? Socorro General Hospital. This man shouldn't be disturbed. This is a federal matter. The lives of women and children may be at stake. Now get out of my way! FBI Special Agent Ed Blanchard, I want to ask you some questions. About getting shot? I don't remember what happened or how I got here or what's happened to my wife. Your wife's out at the compound run by Louis Velez. Huh? She was the one who brought you in. Just dropped you at the front door and hightailed out of here with some woman. What? What woman? I don't remember anything. And how do you know this? This whole area is under surveillance. We think Velez is planning a David Koresh move, and it's my job to make certain we don't have another Waco on our hands. I know a lot of things about you, Nero. One, you work at the National Radio Astronomy Observatory as a techie. And two, you've got a major weed-growing operation on the side. But I want to know why that new age nut of a wife of yours is out of Velez's compound. Found him wandering outside your house, babbling like a couple of six-year-olds are now in the psych unit. I'm lying. I don't know what... I don't remember what happened. Know these two? No, I've never seen... Ah, come on, Nero. You can do better than that. Jugs Malone and Filiberto Pascale. Bikers, dopers, pimps, and probably murderers, too. I want some answers, pal. And I want them now. I've got enough on you to put you away for the next 10 years. Okay, yeah, I know. I met him in a bar last night. Said they wanted to buy some weed. They came out to the house and then accused me of trying to rip him off, and one of them shot you. Then what? I honestly don't remember. Start. You've got 10 minutes. I gotta make a phone call. I believe him, but where his wife fits into all this, or why she's at Velez's compound? Yes, sir. Sanctuary, former Davenport, Iowa, the Presidential Command Center. We proceed as planned, Blanchard. Velez is planning something big, and if General Ramsey's intelligence reports are correct, it will aid the forces of evil. We cannot allow that to happen. You and your men go in as planned. The radio telescope situated at the very large array has been picking up a major disturbance near Jupiter, which suddenly appeared last night. That corresponds with the increasingly large amounts of psychoplasmic energy focusing on the Velez compound. We may have an incident of cosmic proportions on our hands, Blanchard. The Order of the Weeping Woman. Are you sure you don't want to stay for evening prayer and meditation? Thank you, but no, I must go. I appreciate you taking the time to show me around, Melanie. You're welcome. I hope you will come visit us again and perhaps stay longer. Maybe I will. Don't bet on it, girl. You're all a bunch of peace and love zombies. You chicks definitely give me the creeps. Well, that was useless. No sign of Epitaph. Guess it's time to take an unofficial tour. I've told you I don't remember anymore. You're lying, Nero, and I'm out of patience. Look, Agent Blanchard, all I remember is the gun going off and seeing a vision of a woman materializing out of thin air. The next thing I knew, I was here. I know it sounds crazy. I must have hallucinated it. You shouldn't believe me if I told you I do believe you saw what you think you saw. It sounds like you've been smoking too much of that damn weed you sell. Okay, let's take it from the top. This area was named the Jornada del Muerto, the Journey of the Dead, by Spanish travelers in the early 1600s. Hundreds died en route to Santa Fe in the north. Some say on moonless nights you can still hear their ghosts begging God for mercy. But this land is tainted by evil. On July 16, 1945, at Trinity Site, situated near the northern end of the Jornada del Muerto, the first atomic bomb was detonated, weakening the fabric of reality. Anything is possible here. I can almost taste evil in the air. The ground resonates with the trapped souls of the dead. No wonder he chose this place as his home. Where is Lydia? She should have returned by now. It's October the 31st, All Hallows' Eve. What does he have planned for tonight? This place gives me the creeps. What is it? I was not to be disturbed. An intruder! She was coming towards the temple. Interesting, I wonder who she is and why she is here. Another foolish reporter, perhaps? Or a conceited family member? No matter. Still, she would be of use. A second sacrifice? Ever seen her? No. You certain? Name's Tia Lopez. She disappeared from Socorro a week ago. No, I'm sure. Sir, phone call for you. The men are in position. Good. I'll be there in the hour to do the final briefing. I am a fool. Why did I send her in there? Because I was afraid I'd be recognized, and I'm afraid of him. I don't know the extent of my powers or how strong he's become. But I can't wait any longer. It's time Epitaph is made to account for his sins. 1 mile south of the compound. Status report. We've got observers positioned every 500 yards around the perimeter. Nothing goes in and out without us seeing. What about the narrow woman? Down. She snuck back into the compound at 5:07. She hasn't been seen since. Get the men together for the final briefing. Yes, sir. These are the targets. Louis Velez and the woman, real name unknown, calls herself Dona Pepoeta, after a New Mexican witch who was legendary in Lincoln County during the 1700s. Make no mistake, gentlemen, they may be the real deal. At least they are dangerous psychotics. We go in at midnight, locate the targets and separate them from the women and children, then terminate with extreme prejudice. 5 hours later, the poor children fed on his diet of lies. I vowed I would never return to this place. Hiss! All is ready. The coven awaits us. Excellent. What time? 11:43 p.m. Leave me for a few minutes. I must meditate. 250 years I have waited for this coming moment. I was your chosen, but you accused me of betraying your trust or allying myself with your father, Matthias. You were wrong, but you cursed me anyway, denied me the true demonic power I desired. But my destiny is now at hand. Wow, that's Lady Death. Next, All Hell's Eve. Okay. Ties in directly with Lady Death's mythology. Wow. First fully painted series. Cool. It says, co-starring Lady Death. Suspiria is Chaos's first fully painted series, and it is well painted. Set in the American Southwest and drawing upon the rich mythology of Mexico, Suspiria is the story of a woman chosen by light, fighting to overcome the darkness within her. Learn how Epitaph, Suspiria's nemesis, becomes Lady Death's first herald of Megadeth. Written by Philip Nutman, four-time Bram Stoker Award nominee, and painted by Mike Okamoto, Eisner Award winner, and created, edited by Brian Polito, Lady Death Purgatory Chastity. 4-issue all-ages miniseries. Oh, this is all-ages. Okay. And there's some figures. And you can also get a chance to get published in the Suspiria Poem and Pinup Contest. Oh, isn't that cool? Here's your collector's edition comics. Wonder how rare some of these are. Good stuff, right? Very cool. Very cool. Collector's Corner order form. Remember that? Yeah. Call in or fax your order. Suspiria Omega Edition Contest. Tell us in 100 words or less why you bought Suspiria number 1. Was it good? Why did you like or dislike it? Be very specific. Will you read number 2? Let us know. Also, complete the entry form and mail it in. 1 entry per person. No duplicates. They'll be disqualified. A photocopy of entry form is okay, but it must be handwritten. The best entry could win One lucky winner will receive the one and only Suspiria No. 1 Omega Edition. Comes complete in a fire-resistant containment coffin, will be hand-delivered by a Chaos Authorized Security Guard to his or her favorite local comic shop, Chaos Comic Headquarters. Further, the winner's vital statistics will be recorded in the National Chaos Registry, creating a permanent record that this Omega Edition is yours and yours alone. Additionally, your favorite local comic shop will win $250,000. Did they have that kind of money back then? Is that an eight? No, that's a dollar sign. $250 in Chaos Comics mixed merchandise. That's pretty cool. To me, $250 back then was pretty good. Let me do the math here. Okay, so that's about $500 today. That'd be $500 in Chaos Comics stuff. Not bad at all. Random runners up. Ten lucky readers selected at random will receive one copy of Suspiria No. 1 Painted Premium Edition, and so will their local comic shop. Yet another killer contest from your psychotic friends at Chaos Comics. Legal mumbo jumbo. Boy, was that hard to read. What's so special about the Omega Edition? To begin with, it's a limited edition, limited to one copy that costs over $1,000 to produce. My God, when they had money, right? What is it exactly? We ain't telling. But if you enter and win, you'll be awarded the Omega Edition at your favorite local comic shop. And there was a deadline of June 15th of 1997. It's a good year for me. I remember 1997. Cool stuff. Love my childhood. It was great. Not perfect, but, you know, there were a lot of good times in 97. Personal tale of mass destruction. Far from perfect, actually, but there was some good times, definitely. You tend to remember the good times more than you do the bad. 9 issues of destruction starting in May. Alright, so this is kind of a spoiler, but we are getting really fucking close to reading Evil Ernie again. So I gotta get my throat ready. And this is actually going to have several parts. It's not just going to be me reading straight through, because there's a lot of tie-ins in this Destroyer series. I actually have to read a little bit of Ernie, and then I have to go into other characters, and then back into Ernie. So I won't be reading Destroyer straight through. I'll be reading it, and then some other stuff, and then the rest of Destroyer. Oh, there's even a smiley that I have to read. I was just looking. It gets really complex with the number of comics, you know, to keep in reading order. All right. So, there's a lot to this. Like, if you guys actually want to know, like, the story. Brian Polito says, "Can you believe it? Chaos Comics is actually publishing a comic book about someone good. It's scary, isn't it? As the tapestry..." I mean, Lady Death is kind of good to an extent. She's not her father, for one. At the tapestry of Chaos Cosmos unveils, you'll notice we have certain characters who are truly evil and others that weave in and out of the polarities between good and evil. We call them gray characters, like Lady Death. I'd say she is gray. She's like Spawn. She's definitely evil, yet good at other times. Which is she, damn it? Sorry, it's not that simple. I ain't telling. Are we trying to prove a point? Well, yes, it's not so easy to define characters in simple terms of good and bad. We all have qualities of both, and depending on the situation, one or the other, or a combination of two qualities, present themselves. Yet here, we're introducing a character that leans towards good. Why? Trust me, you'll see, but it'll take time. I'll give you several hints, though. First, you must factor in the fact that it is the Judgment Era. Soon a Judgment War will come. All sides will need soldiers. Second, all sides will need soldiers, eh? Second, imagine how Lady Death might have turned out if she chose the light instead of the dark. The light has many shades, as do we all. Stay tuned, readers. The journey, the grand saga of chaos, has just begun, and Armageddon is around the corner. Whoops, I shouldn't have said that. Dwelling in the dark so I may see the light. Brian Polito. Okay. The Great Working, Part 104. It's the Chaos Sphere. Chaos Star. It is the Chaos Star. Very popular with Chaos Magicians, which I happen to know one who took himself off the internet completely. I've had a few conversations with him. He's very popular. One of the guys that actually started Chaos Magic in the 70s. Yes, I've had those kind of conversations, so I know a lot about this shit. Of course, I picked up his book, and I'm like, wow, this reads like radio instructions to paraphrase Beetlejuice. It reads like radio instructions. It's like the handbook for the dead or whatever, and it's just really hard to understand. Yeah, that's kind of what his book reads like. It is way beyond me. I don't know what you're going to summon with that, but I don't want to mess with it. You ever looked at a book and you're like, that might be a little bit... Like me trying to pick up a book on like complex programming, because I don't know that much about programming. I'd be like, what am I supposed to do? Like, you're supposed to start out with basic and work your way up. Yeah, that's kind of what it was like for me. I'm like, I kind of understand this and that, but you don't want to go fucking around with that kind of shit. You don't know what'll happen to you. All right, so here we go. Oh, this was during the Crucible. Contest, make a Chaos homemade movie. Preview The Omen, Chaos's autumn blockbuster. About supernatural teenage delinquents gone wild. We actually do have to cover that. Yes, we'll be covering some of The Omen. I'm just looking up my reading order, guys. Suspiria. We're not going to tell you what's going to happen in this fucking issue. You'll find out, won't you? For several years, a quasar named Hermes by astronomers has been emitting a steady flow of energy, only discernible by radio frequency. Energy seemingly directed towards a small planet, the third planet from a modest-sized sun. The planet we call home. The focus of this transmission is somewhere in New Mexico. Close to the Very Large Array, the world's largest radio telescope, located 50 miles west of the town of Socorro, All Hallows Eve, October 31st, 1997, 11:53 p.m. Central Time. Specifically, a commune located in the barren desert area known as the Jornada del Muerto, Journey of the Dead, after the Spanish settlers who died there en route to Santa Fe in the north. And something is about to happen. Something evil. Her name is Felicia Chavez. She is a witch, and she is not alone. His name is Louis Velez. Only his coven know his true name, his demonic name, Epitaph. He has waited 333 years. I mean, half evil years, right? For this moment, the constellations are in perfect alignment, and the obscene arcane rituals he has performed for the last century have given him great power. A power certain denizens of hell envy. Soon I can feel the gateway within my grasp, and then I shall take my revenge on her. Safes odium o nostra ta canis a me ipazoris giad. Nope, I don't see anything. Just looking around. Well, I don't think I summoned anything. Find out tonight. Southern New Mexico, 1669. Those who would not convert were put to death. Oh, well, I mean, that did happen, but there was some things that happened before that. He was born the bastard son of a soldier and Pueblo Indian woman. But the Spanish colonists looked down on the Pueblos. They were nothing more than primitive heathens. As such, Louis Velez was an outcast. Those who were not converted were put to death. At the age of 6, Louis was given to the priesthood. It became an education Louis would never forget. Not all the members of the church worshipped God. Unlike the Pueblos, the Apache and the Navajo did not surrender peacefully or embrace the religion of the invaders. Young Luis learned two lessons, that might is right and only the strong survive. Under the guidance of Fray Angelico Divane, Luis learned he too could summon the fallen and make their power his own. The power of life and death, of persuasion. His powers grew, and so did his hunger for power, for death, destruction. He grew tired of the company of weak, helpless mankind. Humanity could teach him nothing of use but demons. Demons showed him sights undreamed of, even on our deepest, darkest nightmares. And he embraced them like a lover, inviting the attentions of a woman unlike any other. Lady Death, she came and claimed him as her own. Chloe Velez, you are my chosen. I have need of you. Come to me. A Chinese curse says, be careful what you dream, for you might get it. Louis had dreamed of entering hell, of tasting its infernal powers, and desired to make them his own. The denizens of hell had their own dreams and plans. Where? The endless graveyard. It stands as a testament to Lucifer's curse upon me. This is my domain. This can be all yours if you serve me. Magnifico! She sought an earthbound champion, someone whose bloodlust equaled her own. She believed she had found him. This, too, can be yours. How? Anything, my lady. Be careful what you dream. Death. I seek the death of humanity. I need a disciple on earth to carry out my plans. Anything you ask, my lady. You can do that which I cannot. Move freely on earth, and I have what you desire. Together, we can be unstoppable. I am at your service. He seems genuine in his wish to serve me, perhaps too enthusiastic. I shall have to watch him carefully. If you give me your unswerving devotion, I shall reward you with power beyond your imagining. I accept! Ah, I renounce my humanity! So be it, mortal! From now on, thy name is Epitaph! Others, too, were interested in the mortal who would be one of the fallen. Those who had a vested interest in thwarting Lady Death's plans. Oh, like Pagan, for example. Louis Velez was no longer a man, but neither was he one of the fallen. His presence in hell was a lie. He did not belong there. Only the mighty Lucifer himself could grant such a decree. The creature known as Epitaph was given an order.
Kneel, wretch! Give me the respect I deserve! Forgive me, O father of lies! You ought to join my ranks, and yet you ally yourself with that upstart wench! I should give you eternal damnation for that insult, worm, but I have use of your ambition. Anything, my lord, then prove your worth to me. Kill Lady Death!
Fool, he has no idea how powerful that infernal wench has become, or how impossible this task is. Take this, sever her impudent head from her arrogant shoulders. Strike when she sleeps.
Yes, O father of lies, it shall be done.
Thwack.
You know, it doesn't make a lot of sense. Like, he's saying, I'll do this for you, yet they're calling him father of lies. Like, you're trusting somebody and you're calling them the father of lies at the same time. It's like, oh, sure, I'll do what you say, Mr. Liar, sir. Surely you won't go back on your promise here. I mean, they don't call you the father of lies for nothing, right?
Dolt, you think you can kill me? You have revealed your true self, but your greed and ambition shall be your undoing, traitor. No! I banish you to earth. You'll never set foot in hell as long as I live.
Excuse me, try that one again, guys.
I banish you to earth. You'll never set foot in hell again so long as I live. No, it was a mistake.
But your mistake now, after all this time. I'm strong enough to take my rightful place in hell. All Hallows Eve, October 31st, 1997, 11:59 p.m. Central Time. The witching hour is seconds away.
Veritasu Crea Dominus!
In the name of the Father of Lies, I make this sacrifice. Swish! Midnight. Once a lifetime ago, she followed the man known as Louis Velez, believed in his teachings. She learned the terrible truth and lost her son. I can feel his power. He's grown so strong. I don't know if I can stop him. Lydia, no! Pilso Dunyo Sabar Mil Harashi Sabala!
Shook! No!
I can almost taste the psionic energy. This is not good. Alpha Dog to Beta Team, get ready to roll.
In the name of Lucifer, father of lies, in the name of Gamgin, president of the Cartagena, I summon thee! Macon Dios! This is no ordinary sacrifice he's trying to raise! Caranzon, guardian of the gateway! Caraca! Holy shit! Demon energy, this is worse than we thought! Oh, mighty Caranzon! Come unto me! I said the actual name, Caranzon. Whoops! I'm a little bit too familiar with these entities. Velez! Who dares? Fool, you think you can control the fallen? I am a brother of darkness, wench! Yes, redeem... Oh, hold on. There's a whole damn... We fucked this up, because this is one line, one line, one line. All right. Velez! Who dares? And it says... Yes, remember and weep, demon lover. Vengeance is mine, saith the Lord. You, I know you. Lord? Ha! There is no God here but me. Hold the circle, you fools. He is almost here. Fool, you think you can control the fallen? I am a brother of darkness, wench. Foom! Ah! Eh! ESP going haywire. It's like a psychic atom bomb. Boom! What in God's name? Demon energy. This whole area is going to turn into a dimensional portal. Ah! Ah! Excuse me. We did that already. Ah! 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 He's free! Corazon is free!
Female flesh.
Ah! Evacuate the compound. Get those women and children out. Dressler, we're going in.
Chomp!
I smell the scent of the fallen around you. They have taught you well, young witch, but I have the power of Lucifer himself at my fingers. The pain, fight it, must break free, free. Fire, flame of light, spirit of life fire, do my bidding. Oh, she says, now it's your turn to suffer. Ah! Ah, again. Holy fire, ah, it burns, curse you, bitch. Freeze, FBI! Oh my lord, what's that? Shit!
Soft, weak flesh, how sweet it is! Meat, mer meat!
Zzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzzz
like that. Curse you! An earthquake! Swoosh! Kablam! Everybody out! It's a quake! Whoosh! Mama! I, Epitaph, master of the black arts, called the almighty Corazon. I bind thee to me through the power bestowed upon me by Lucifer himself. I command thee.
Command? Corazon answers to no command other than that of the father of lies, mortal fool.
But I am kindred of the fallen.
You believe the touch of hell bestows upon thee the infernal powers of the pit? Methinks not, worm. Oh, oh, oh!
Must strike now while he's distracted. Behind you! Ah!
I am free!
Ah! You have failed, Velez. The forces of hell reject you.
Ah, sir, pow! Rumble, rumble, rumble.
Aim for the head.
Brap, brap.
Bullets won't stop that thing. No shit, Sherlock. Gotta try to distract it. Now get these people out.
Brap, brap, chalk, chalk.
Darix, Fafenu, Zadakra. The girl is strong. She has learned much, but she is no threat. Luis Velez is dead. I am Epitaph. And now you die. The blessed light barely touched him. Can I? In the name of the Earth Mother and the Holy Light, I think not. Positive and negative energies collide. Whoosh! And explode.
Ah! Kazoom!
I cannot bind the Guardian. We must escape, my love.
Curse you, Felicia Chavez. For you shall suffer ruining my plans. For denying my destiny. Ah!
The girl. Take the girl. Come on. We've got to get out of here. The demon. I must send it back.
Witch woman, you amuse the gatekeeper. I shall enjoy eating every inch of you.
Jeez, how in God's name can we stop this thing?
Next, Day of the Dead, Night of the Demons. Chaos Rules Tour. And comics you didn't have, and the order of the comics. And there's a poem and pinup contest. Suspiria is a cool new character, and to celebrate her, we ask you to submit poems and pinups. Want to win a chance to be published in the upcoming Lady Death trading card set? The best pinup, the card front, and poem, the card back, will win just that, plus other goodies. Remember when you could get sexy comic women on cards? That was cool. I'm pretty sure guys probably use those cards for more than just collecting. Let's see. Here's how to enter. Submit a penciled, inked, and colored pinup of Suspiria. That's cool. Love pinups. You can't even do pinups anymore. They consider them, misogynist, I guess. Sexist, I guess. How dare you show a woman looking attractive? Well, I'm sorry. Women are attractive. Well, I'm not just a piece of meat. Well, I'm sorry, but, you know, there's a lot of men that like attractive women and looking good. It's just a thing. It's a thing. It's a thing. It's a thing since the caveman drew the stick figure with boobs in the cave wall, like, years ago. Like, millions of years ago. Ook true. Oh, there's the face. There's the body. There's the legs. Oh, and two boobs. One, two. There are breasts. Hee hee. Oh, she hot, Ook. Thank you.
Okay. Back to the comics here. How to enter poems. Submit a clearly handwritten or typed poem about Suspiria. Well, that's neat. Submission should be no longer than one page, no larger than 8.5 by 11. All entries are non-refundable and become property of Chaos. Be sure to tape or glue your entry to the back of your poem. Chaos reserves the right to edit your winning poem for inclusion to a trading card set. Well, that is pretty cool. That shows that you might get your poem in trading cards. And the prizes. Of course, the winner will be posting the full 97 Lady Death trading card set. You'll receive 4 boxes. Wow! 4 boxes of the cards. That's pretty cool. And a signed Suspiria number 1 premium edition signed by Joe Jusco, Mike Okamoto, and Phil Nutman. Oh, but not Brian Polito. That's unfortunate, right? You'd want Polito's signature. He's the man that created everything. The premium edition comes bagged and bordered with a certificate of authenticity. Cool. Plus, you'll be automatically entered into the 2nd annual Chaos Comics Reader Awards for fan art and our Reader Poem of the Year. 5 runners-up in each category will be published in Suspiria number 4 and receive a signed Suspiria number 1 premium edition, signed by the crew, that comes tagged and boarded with a certificate of authenticity. An honorable mention will be published in Suspiria 3 and 4 letters pages. So we'll be showing you those pretty soon, guys. So what's cool about these comics isn't just that I can show you the stories, but I can show you all the cool stuff that comics used to do back in the day. It's pretty cool stuff, right? Look, there's your chromium cards. These were so fucking cool. Lady Death, the ravishing diva of the netherworld. I would have loved to have some of these. Eats up the summer as she returns to trading cards in an all-new collectible that only Chaos and Chrome Productions can deliver. Lady Death Mega Chromium Trading Cards are here. Mega Chromium Trading Cards measure a whopping 4x6, which brilliantly showcases Lady Death and all her chromium curves. You can't even say that anymore. Trading cards feature classic pieces from the infamous Chaos Vault by Stephen Hughes, Justiano, Jim Ballant. Wow, I'd love to have something like that. I do have some of Jim's comics, though. Yes, I absolutely do. I have some of the comics and stickers, you know, when I used to support Terra Witch of the Black Rose. Jason Jensen, David Mack. Oh, he's still doing that, by the way. Joseph Linsner, Holly Golightly. That's his colorist. Amazing colorist, by the way. And more. Chase card sets include 5 state-of-the-art chromium cards and 5 second chance mega chromium cards from Lady Death series card series. 3 card series. Also, Holly is his partner. They're still together, I believe. That's a long marriage. Damn, really says something, right?
As a special bonus, unmarked mystery hot boxes will be randomly inserted through the series. Oh, they actually got handfasted. They're both Wiccan. 3 Mega Chromium cards per pack. Okay, well, you get 3 of those. That's not cool. I mean, excuse me, that's pretty cool. You know, you get, like, they're like the rares, right? And you got 36 packs per box and 12 boxes per case. And the 40 mega card set, specially designed to store your complete mega card set, the Lady Death Mega Chromium Card Collector's Album is only exclusive album available in the market for these cards. There's 2 pocket sheets to store the 4x6 chromium trading cards. As a special bonus, each album is featured with a wraparound chromium Lady Death cover. That's cool. I'd like to go. I'm going to have to look up these fucking cards on the internet, just see what they actually look like, because I'm pretty sure you can probably find maybe some. I'm not looking for reprints. Like, I just want to see if anybody has them on eBay in decent condition, so I can kind of see what they would have looked like back in the day. Reader Awards. We know about these. There's a tattoo award, you know, Letter Hacker of the Year. Interesting stuff. Free trip to the Halloween party. Lots of cool stuff. 1 of every Onyx comic that Chaos has ever produced. Cool. Onyx Edition comics. Sorry, I don't know what the Onyx Edition is. You get a certificate of recognition. And 1 of every Onyx Edition comic that Chaos produced. Oh, that's cool. Okay, name Suspiria's letter page and win a demon. Okay, fiends, we lied. We're all out of demons, but get those pens out and start writing. Get creative. Win a signed copy of writer Phil Nutman's rare out-of-print horror novel, Wetwork. Cool. Poem by Kelly Davis, The Breath of Life. A gifted child breathes life onto the earth that good and evil both observe. As a little girl, she was hounded by demons to use her powers for... Let's do this right. I've written poetry. I mean, if you consider a song as a poem, I've written hundreds of them. A gifted child who breathes life onto the earth that good and evil both observe. As a little girl, she was hounded by demons to use her powers just for evil. But good will shine its light upon her face with wisdom and prophecy. She will find her place. Now sworn to stop the evil one and his army of the dead, but to destroy him, she must defeat the Lady of Death. For 2 powers to evenly match, a war never won, but always rematched. A laugh so loud, but heard by none, for Satan's plans have just begun. For when all life comes to an end, Lucifer will be in God's eyes once again. With hope for it to be as it once was, for himself to be loved above all. As long as Suspiria and Lady Death play out their roles, Satan's plan will unfold. But if they decide to fight together with their powers, they will be better. They'll be able to stop his plot and help each other get what they want. That's Kelly Davis. From the writer, Phil Nutman. Alright, so we know about the story. Oh, cool. There's your Lady Death figure. It's glow in the dark. Well, all of it's just a prototype, but it still looks cool. 1995. Discounts on the figures, the premiums, exclusives, and you get the Lady Death glow in the dark action figure. Well, I'll be damned. I want that right now. I'll put that right up here with the other waifus I've got here. You need that like a hole in the head, Grim. You already got... Man, if Jordan Peterson walked in here, he'd be so angry. I told you to clean this room! You're never gonna be a man. Look at this mess. Alright, Suspiria. New Mexico. The Temple of Epitaph. Black Magician. Magician. We get that right? I don't know what I said, but the word is magician. November 1st, 12:13 a.m., All Saints Day. Her name is Felicia Chavez. She is a witch. The demon before her is Corazon. He's Hell's gatekeeper. Demanding entrance to hell to gain revenge on Lady Death, Epitaph summoned Corazon, but barring his way, her curse still holds and Epitaph was denied entrance. Now Corazon is loose and hungry for souls. Heaven's white light flows within through her veins, but so too does the darkness of demons. But it'll take more than divine energy to stop Corazon. Corazon, you will not leave this place. By heaven's fire, I shall...
You will do what, witch woman? Bore me to death? Ha ha ha!
Summon Glasbalaz, demon master of arcane arts and science, is my servant, your foe.
CIOPS had no idea our intelligence was wrong. Shit, this is far bigger than we thought. I don't know who this chick is, but I like her attitude. Just hope she's got the cojones to back it up.
Central Intelligence Operation Psychic Surveillance. Okay, thank you.
Epitaph Compound. Corazon's emergence on the earthly plane has caused a seismic eruption. Get those women and kids out of here! This whole place is coming apart! Move!
Where's Commander Blanchard? I can't leave without him.
Mortal insects!
Yboth! Ragarum! Satanus! Grapo! Whap!
Gah! Still weak from my battle with Epitaph. Must summon Glasbolas!
Supastranus Spiritus!
Glasbolas, you have no power over him! I will enjoy devouring your soul, savoring your agony!
Your arrogance is second only to your stupidity, Corazon! Glasbolas, where are you? Feel sick, power so strong! Whoa, what's this? No, he's inside me! Disgusting, yet the power! Intoxication!
Who dares disturb the master of the dark sciences? Corazon, by Father Lucifer, I vowed if I ever... Words, promises you cannot keep, bookworm. How dare you insult me? I have waited eons for the pleasure of removing your feculent head from your neck.
In hell, there are many conflicts, and the hatred between Corazon and Glasbolas is legendary.
I vowed the next time I set eyes on you, I would avenge our mother's death. Now you are mine! The Queen of Sorrows was weak. She betrayed my father to Lucifer. Your father's plan would have unbalanced the hierarchy of hell. Archduke Umlak deserved to die. The day I tore out his corrupt heart, I rejoiced. Felicia, I do not appreciate your drawing me here. However, I have waited a long time for this. Fool! I care nothing for Umlak. I sided with Matthias and his plan worked. Lucifer is gone. Lady Death gone. What? Chaos rules hell. The Trinity of Evil prepares to march on Dis. The Judgment Era comes. It was no accident the witch woman summoned you. Matthias wanted you gone. You lie, you die!
Darkness fills me, so seductive, must fight it.
Traitor! Today I avenge our mother and Lucifer.
Leave now. What about you, I think? Go before darkness claims you.
You have no force, bookworm. You dance like one of the father's playthings. My allegiance is to the father of lies, then you are doomed!
Puppet, the judgment era will be the end of us all! Wait, who are you?
Who I am is of no importance. Leave now if you value your life.
Glasbolas, I command you to...
Ha! Empty words! Fucker! Silence! I am about to end this once and for all! Meet your destiny, gatekeeper. You are wrong to underestimate me. Pathetic! It is time to send you to the netherworld where you belong!
Kill him! The desire for bloodshed overwhelms. What's wrong with me?
Gebara! Gimel! Lamed! Be quiet, girl! You ruined my concentration!
Sanir! Kosago! Old Finasa Fialda!
Now I kill! No! Hurts!
Pelvas Neferandum! Glasbolas, no!
Ooh!
Glasbolas, no! Ah!
Zoosh!
Vroom! In an instant, 1,631,000... Hold on. That's a lot more thousands of miles than it's supposed to be. In that instant, 1,631 miles away, a cosmic event occurs.
Glasbolas, where are you? Your presence, I can't feel you.
No, feel empty. Loss. Power diminishing. Have to get out. Now. Whoosh! What the fuck was that?
Rumble.
Monroeville, Pennsylvania. Under the coercion of evil Ernie, Dr. Mary Young brings Lady Death to Earth. The result? A cataclysmic burst of otherworldly arcane energy. The timing of these events is no accident, and in the months to come, repercussions will be felt around the world. Felicia transforms into a fireball, escaping the vortex. See Evil Ernie Straight to Hell number 4. We did that already. Whoosh! Whoosh! John and Linda Nero's abode. Adobe. I said that completely wrong. It wasn't abode, it was an adobe. John and Lydia Nero's adobe, a few miles outside Socorro. Abandoned over 30 years ago, this place provided refuge for Felicia Chavez. Barely more than a child, lost, alone, afraid. It began here. Wishing to use Epitaph's magic against him, she summoned a demon, Glasbalaz. And in doing so, they were bound to each other. Wasn't what she wanted, but now she's glad the spell misfired. Maybe. What? Slow, sister. Don't try anything stupid. You've got a lot of questions to answer. God damn, she's beautiful and deadly. Don't forget that. There's a darkness inside her. Then I need answers, right? Ah! Tragedy. Pain. Love to kiss those lips and... Ah! The poor man, that terrible scar. I wonder... Oh! You disgust me, men! You're all the... Smack! Oh, your wife. I'm sorry. She died. How do you... You have mind-reading abilities, don't you? Low-level psychic. You too, huh? What I am is of no concern to you, and I would appreciate if you did not touch me again. Okay, but we gotta talk. Socorro General Hospital. His name is John Nero. Felicia saved his life. Where is Lydia? We tracked them to Mexico. Velez has a place in Guadalupe y Calvo. $50 says that's where they are. It is my fault. I should have never asked her to help me, and now her life's in danger. What the hell do you mean? You know this Velez was dangerous in you. I only asked her to look around the compound, but I underestimated him. This guy's some kind of demon? He is still a man. But demon blood flows in his veins. He wants access to hell. That's why he tried to control Corazon, the gatekeeper. Had I known how powerful Velez has grown, I would never have allowed Lydia to go. I will find her before it is too late. You ain't going nowhere, sister. Not until you give me some more answers. Step outside. My name's Felicia Chavez, and I am not your sister. What is your part in this, Mr. Edward Lawrence Blanchard? Whoa, temper. Hey, how'd you know my middle name? No one... Who is Klops? And who is the American Restoration Alliance who holds your leash? I saw into your mind, remember? If you stopped blaming yourself for your wife's death, you'd be less pathetic. Okay, so hold on. I did that a little backwards because she's saying who is CIO of... I said Klops, but who is CIO of PS and who is the American Restoration Alliance who holds your leash? That's classified. Central Intelligence Operation Psychic Surveillance. Why didn't CIO PS neutralize Epitaph months ago? I asked the questions. I don't have the answers you seek. All I know is I place Lydia in jeopardy and... Glasbalaz, I feel so strange without him. So liberated and lost. We are wasting time. Where in Mexico, exactly? What's happening to me? Since the Psycho Plague took out the East Coast, you've been tracking... We've been tracking my mind. I can feel her in my mind. What's going on? Every weirdo occultist and religious cult. You thought Velez Epitaph was just some crazy who liked carving up women. But until recently, you didn't have any conclusive proof. Last month, we picked up a major increase in negative psionic energy in the area. Demon energy! We didn't know that at the time, but it all ties in with the report. Everything they've investigated for the last 30 years. Epitaph's more powerful and dangerous than we imagined. We have no idea what he's planning. He thinks he's a master of his destiny, but he is a puppet of darker forces. The ceremony, a far greater force, was unleashed in Pennsylvania. We just got reports in the Pandora, one of Hell's prophecies. The judgment era of Hell has begun. And the energies of damned are now freed on the earthly plane. What is happening to me? Voices in my head. Connections, evil, and God! Another lifetime ago, Epitaph and his woman, Donna, took me in, cared for me and my son. Their kindness was a charade. He wanted me to sacrifice Ramon to the demons he worships.
My son died. I escaped and tried to use his magic against him. It backfired, and it raised Glasbalas instead. The spell was a binding incantation. The demon and I joined, trapped in a place between heaven and hell. That was 33 years ago in Earth time. What does Epitaph want? What does any magician desire? To become a god. He took Lydia as bait. It's me he wants. If there's any chance to save her, I must go now. Today is All Saints Day. We have until midnight. He will sacrifice her. I can't let you go. I am our only hope. But the bond is broken without Glasbalas. Do I have the strength to defeat him? Rotus, DM, Trelantis, I must fly. Hope I have the energy for this. 400 miles, I'm going to need every ounce of strength. Pray for me, and Lydia. She knows what is at stake. For Lydia, Nero. For Lydia, Nero, for herself, for many others. 33 years ago, she vowed revenge on Epitaph. No more innocent blood would be spilled. Last night she failed. Tonight she will not. Even if she dies trying. Holy cow! Stop! I can't let her go. I need her. After 30 years of confinement. Freedom is so exhilarating. To fly. To be free. Crash! Come back here. Damn, never seen anything like it. Now I'm clear. Need to transform again if there's any hope of saving Lydia. Hope I don't burn out. Whoosh! She is the daughter of light and of darkness. But right now, fueled by the flames of vengeance, Felicia is pure, righteous energy. The town of Guadalupe y Calvo. Life here has changed little since Cortez and the conquistadors swept through the country in the 1600s, killing those who refused to bow to Christianity. The soil knows blood before the foreigners came. The ground ran red as sacrifices were made to Huitzilopoc, sun god of the Aztecs. Life is still hard here. Dying is easy. Before Pope Gregory III dedicated this day to the memory of the saints, this day and the next belonged to Mictlantec, Aztec god of the dead. In Western Europe, the same day belonged to Samhain, Celtic lord of death. Whenever its tide flowed, Christianity adopted the existing festivals of the religions it supplanted. But old habits don't die hard. Sometimes they cannot be killed, ever. These are the days of the dead, when the departed return to visit for a while, and the living celebrate their return to the other side, hoping they will not linger here. Ah! Mother of God! Kill! Must kill! Ah! Pain! Terrible pain! Kill! Ah! This is Epitaph's handiwork. Still weak from the journey. Can't stop them. Zzz! Kill! Kill! I can feel Epitaph's energy and this thing's agony. I must break free. Aye! Power is depleted. Have to fight. What black magic is this? Its power is strong. Calling me. Thwomp! But I will not submit to its lore. Glasbalas, where are you? I can barely sense your presence. Mother of God, what evil abomination is this? I devour her, eat her light. I need your help, Hellspawn. Hush, child, I can hear you, but the connection is weak. I am trapped in the netherworld. You are on your own. No, I need you now, I command you. Dear girl, there's nothing I can do. Feast, feed, drink her life. What do I do now? No, be gone, must get away. Too many of them. Light, eat her. Hellspawn, Drella, Gafaz, Rea, light, consumer. Pain, stop pain. Whoosh. Ah! Ratesh, Zah, I summon heaven's light to protect me. And then, of course, there's... Ah! Okay. So strong, my power's weak.
Pretty light, eat it, must.
Leave her alone.
Ah, heaven, fire, burning.
So we can't control heaven's light.
Pretty light, eat it, stop pain.
Move, senorita. No.
Grr.
Felicia can taste the evil in the air. Feel it flowing inside her. And Siren's song is strong. Heaven's fire is weak, but I help, but, excuse me, we'll try that one again.
Heaven's fire is weak, but hellfire? No, I cannot, but it is the only way. Libos, inferno, satanicus, primazon, ay! Killer, darkness, rules! Feel sick, dizzy. I must not do that again. Darkness nearly had me. Ah! Come with me if you want to live.
Come with me if you want to live.
Who are you? Sorry, that was an Arnold reference there. No time to explain, Senorita. Come, we must seek sanctuary.
Kill her, eat her.
I do not think the damned can enter here, but we must keep moving. There is something strangely familiar about this man, almost as if we have met before. I agree. This way, hurry! Down here, the crypt, there is a tunnel. Ah! I knew you would come. So fitting, so apt. Today is the day parents are reunited with their dead children. Say hello to your mother, Ramon. Ramon, it cannot be! Welcome back, Mom. You won't be staying long. When the saints go marching into hell. Well, that wasn't part of the song, was it? Oh, when the saints go marching in. Oh, when the saints go marching right into hell. It's a little different. Chaos presents the Magic Picture Contest. That is right, friends. Right here, right now. Straight from the Chaos Facility in Arizona. I didn't know that. Comes this never-before-seen content. Guaranteed fun just for all you fine people out there. Yes, indeed, this one-of-a-kind special contest works like this. Send us a picture of something in your life that you'd call magical. Is it a loved one? A rainbow? Or maybe your home? I mean, anything. Get as creative as you can. We're talking about vitality and the elixirs of life. Happy, mysterious, frightening. What's magical to you? That is cool. I like that idea. Send it, my friends, and share it with us, and you'll have a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity at winning a Fiend Club membership or a year's extension of your already part if you're already part of the club rather. And if that ain't enough already, we're gonna publish your magic picture in an upcoming Chaos Comics book. Cool. And my good citizens of this fine country, even if you don't win today, the fine people at Chaos will be selecting 10 runners up who will each receive their very own copy of Suspiria No. 1, signed by writer Philip Nutman. So what are you waiting for? Get those cameras clicking and help us to enlighten this planet to all the glorious magic that makes it so darn special. Okay. No purchase necessary. Contest is open to anyone except people that work at Chaos and your family. Sorry, can't do it if you work there. Scottsdale. Also includes a brief description about why this is magic for you. It's pretty cool. Oh, they did use the Chaos Star for Chaos Comics. I should know that. Name Suspiria's letter page and win a demon. The jury is back and verdict is in. Suspiria is hit with Chaos fans. So they're not really sure. Of course, there's a lot of people talking about the book, which is always cool. Chaos Awards the First Omega, 1997, this happened. On this momentous day, Chaos came to Rhode Island, and Jerry Death Kane will never be the same. He won lifetime custody of our very first Omega edition, celebrating Chastity Theater of Pain No. 1. Great comic! If you haven't seen it, we read it. Or, excuse me, we read it, rather. So you can check it out right here on YouTube or BitChute, or if you're on another platform that we happen to be on. Maybe one not so friendly. You can check that one out as well. Don't have anything against other platforms, but, you know, we have conflicting audiences here. Some are okay with certain things, and some are not okay with certain things. So I'm really trying to just appeal to a lot of different audiences, because I think everybody has a love for comics, regardless of what you have, as far as your politics are concerned, rather. Share the moment with these snapshots from Dragon's Lair Comics in Cranston, Rhode Island, and stay tuned for our next Omega edition in presentation in June 1497 in Cedartown, Georgia, as Robbie Sullins gains lifetime custody of the evil Ernie versus movie monsters. We haven't even read that. I'd like to read that myself. I wonder where that is, huh?
Are Evil Ernie versus the movie monsters? Now, I wonder if this is like Frankenstein and the Wolfman and all that. I mean, it'd be so fucking cool if they had him fight like Pinhead and Freddy and Jason. That'd be awesome. Fucking awesome. So that's what it looked like. You know, they got that. It's pretty cool. Pretty cool. Local church graveyard where they load the priceless cargo into their conveyance of choice, a classic hearse. Then off to Dragon's Lair where the festivities await. And there's the Chastity Omega in its fireproof container. The Chastity Omega. Justiano and Brian signing at the Dragon's Lair. Cool stuff. Old days of comics. Wizard! Used to be the number one fucking source for comics. Guest of honor, Frank Miller! Wow. Star Trek's George Takei and Nichelle Nichols. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm not a Star Trek person, so I'm not very familiar with those people. But I very well may start with the very first Star Trek. Star Wars, Men Behind the Mask Tour. Didn't know about that. Oh, Jim Lee, James Robinson, Kurt Busiek, Brian Bledo, of course, Alex Ross, Jeff Smith, Rob Pryor, Mark Waid, Billy Tushy, Rob Liefeld. He has problems with his feet. Not his feet, the way he draws feet, everybody makes fun of his. And there was that, what was that, Captain America pose that everybody gives him shit about. Joe Quesada, Jimmy Palmiotti, some of these people are long gone. Charles Vest, Brandon Peterson, David Finch, David Wohl, Amanda Connor, Joe Jusko, Peter David, Terry Moore, David Mack, Jeff Darrow, Julie Swartz, Drew Hayes, Richard Wendy Peeney, Greg Highland, Angel Medina, Joe Monks, Larry Oh, wow, look at all these people. Vampirella. Vampirella herself is going to be there. Well, damn. See what I missed out? Vampirella herself was going to be there. And I never even got to shake her hand. I love your adventures. Please continue to make more. And then that's all. That's what I would do. Oh, Brian Bendis. People don't like him too much anymore. Let's see. You know these people, right? Register now by mail and get an exclusive Witchblade 3-panel chromium card with art by Michael Turner. Oh, neat. We know all about old Michael Turner, don't we? America Online. Holy moly, that brings back fucking memories. Yep, when the internet was 5-6K and hell of a lot less drama. 35 for 3 days, right? It's really cool. The Omen Armageddon is coming. Cool. They are only salvation and our eternal damnation. Coming Halloween. We do have a couple of these, but they didn't last that long, I don't think. Chaos Omega Edition. Coming to a comic shop near you. Cool. All right, so here we are with the last one. Part 4 of 4. Guadalupe Calvo, Mexico. Or Mexico, whatever. Situated high in the Sierra Madre Occidental Range. The Crypt of the Church of the Blessed Virgin. All Saints Day, November 1st, 9:13 p.m. local time. In the 1600s, Spanish invaders swept through the country, bringing Christianity to the Aztec natives. Those who did not bow to God were put to death, but the old religion was strong and could not be eradicated so easily. Like here in the catacombs beneath the church. Lydia Nero lies on an ancient Aztec altar as a sacrifice to the forces of hell, and to lure Felicia there. During the reign of Huitzilopoc, the sun god, the blood of thousands of victims was spilt here. For the man demon known as Epitaph, it is spilling Felicia's blood he craves. You came, Felicia Chavez. So predictable. So easy to manipulate. So foolish. Just because you thwarted my plans in New Mexico, ruined the great working, destroyed my temple, you think you could stop me? You are deluded. Your power is no match for mine.
You lie! You are not a god, and this is not my son! Felicia, Felicia, such spirit, such anger! I knew you had the potential to be a great Bruhira, but you betrayed me. You could have become my other high priestess. You murdered my child. You murdered my son, child killer. No, I did not. When I held your son in my arms, I knew he too had much to offer. How could I kill him? It is true. You both lie. Why did you abandon me, mother? I am not your mother. You are wrong, see? Ah! See, mother, my blood is your blood. Our spirits flow with the same dark energies. Why did you forsake me? No, Ramon is dead. He killed him. A sacrifice. Oh! No, it's not true. Don't deny the reality of what you see, what you feel, Felicia. The child you saw sacrificed was weak, deformed. He would not have lived. His death was a release serving a higher purpose. How could I sacrifice a son so powerful, so filled with potential? Donna taught him well, in many ways. Ha ha! We could have been one big happy family, powerful, unstoppable. Never! It's not too late, my dear. We could be so good together. Don't touch me! Never, ever, you stink of demons, of darkness, of evil! You're not so pure, pretty one. Demonic seeds grow in your heart. Renounce the light. Embrace the dark. Are you insane? Never! So be it, but join us and I'll let this one live. Refuse and you both die. Let her go. She has no part in this. It's me you want, so take me. But let her live. I'm so weak, but maybe there is a way. Bring her here. I will give you one last chance. Join us. Give in to the darkness, and the girl shall live. Ramon is my son. I cannot deny it. And somewhere deep in the darkness surrounding his soul, I felt a spark of heaven's fire. His true nature, my seed. Perhaps I can reach him, touch him. What do you offer in return if I agree? Ha! Bow to me and serve me. Together there is no limit to what we may achieve. I must stall for time, beat him in his own game. Maybe then I can reach Ramon, show him the truth of the right-hand path. You ruined the great working, and for that I should kill you. I've been trapped on Earth for too long. Over 100 years I waited for last night and the opportunity to re-enter Hell. But no matter. Lady Death's curse still holds. That I now know, thanks to you.
Need to regain my strength. Find his weakness.
But you too have darkness in your heart. You can enter Hell. You will be our vessel. We shall bring Hell to Earth.
Hell is in chaos. Lucifer no longer rules.
You lie!
No, the era is here. Hell is unstable. Earth is on the brink of destruction. America a gaping wound. If chaos rules Hell, then so shall it be on Earth. Show me!
As Epitaph's etheric tentacles, protoplasmic extensions of the evil festering inside him, connect with Felicia's positive core, her divine hearth, they trigger a chain reaction.
Woo-sho!
The chain reaction between an angelic soul and a devil's heart tears them apart, opening them to the sensations of the abyss. Her divinity prevents Felicia from ever entering Hell, but during the eons she was bound to the demon Glasbelaz. They watched the unraveling of Hell's hierarchies. She has seen sights no mortal was ever meant to witness. Felicia feels the pain suffered by thousands of souls in torment, while Epitaph tastes the spilled blood of his demonic brethren. 1,000,000 cuts, 1,000,000 wounds. Epitaph recoils from the touch of divinity, fragmenting his mind. The overwhelming pain sends Felicia's conscious mind into shock, retreating into the depths of her subconscious.
Oh! By the fallen Nephilim, Lewis!
Deep into the furthest recesses of repressed memories she plunges, but there is no safety here.
Papa!
Only guilt.
Papa, no!
Fear. Ha 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 ha! Pain, disgust, and lies.
Senor Gira, leave me alone! I vowed you'd never touch me again.
Fight it. Don't you... Excuse me, let's try that one again, guys.
Don't fight it! You crave it, hypocritical wench! You belong to the darkness!
This is not real! This is a bad dream!
This is your reality. This is you. God rejects you. You lie.
Felicia, my daughter, why did you desert me? Mama, No, I'm sorry, I... You ran to the darkness. It is your birthright. You are evil. No, you deserted me. You are no longer my daughter. No, Mama, I'm sorry. I had to leave. I could not. Where you are, darkness dwells. Suck. Glorp. This is not happening. This is not real. This is my dream. My subconscious. I am in control. I am free of you at last, Felicia Chavez. Glasbelaz, for years I suffered the indignity of having to teach you. Suffered the pain of your divinity. But no more, pathetic witch woman. Glasbelaz, no more, puny wench. Now I destroy you. Wait, that's not Glasbelaz. A voice, a speech pattern. It's Kronzon, ignorant hellspawn. You cannot deceive me. Glasbelaz is dead. Lies. None of this is real. Earth. These are my fears, my guilt. I have nothing to fear except fear itself.
Really?
I accept who and what I am. I'm both Quarandera and Bruja, light and darkness. That is my destiny. Dios mio, this is my dream, my mind. I am in control. But this, what is this?
Rumble.
Curse that girl! Our divinity is strong! Pain! Haven't experienced pain like this since I renounced my humanity! Your eyes, what did you see? She does not lie. Chaos rules hell. Lucifer is gone, but so is the sow who cursed me. Sacrifice Chavez and be done with it. Yes, but all in good time. Hush, my whore of Babylon. I am in her mind. Let me play a while. Where am I? My god, this place, the last thing I remember was that temple. Felicia, what's going on? This looks bad, very bad. I've got to do something. My love? Be quiet. I'm going to destroy her from the inside out. I sense something. Someone. I must go. Calling me. Felicia Chavez, you cannot hide from me. Stupid girl, you fear me and your fear gives me power. My mind, my will is stronger than you could imagine. No one is close to me. How dare you invade my mind? This is my reality. I can control what happens here. Can you? Ha! You know nothing, child. I do not fear you, Louis Velez. You are nothing more than a shadow, an empty space. I have seen your inside your mind and know the emptiness of your promises, your threats. You are a hollow man, Velez. You rejected heaven, but hell has no use for you. A shame we could not be allies. I could give you great pleasure or great pain before I kill you. Shrock! Pain? Feel the pain? This is just a small taste of what you deserve. What am I going to do? My love!
You blinded me!
Your egotistical overconfidence is your weakness, Louis. You thought you could hurt me here? This pain is just the beginning. Louis, what?
Smack!
That was for last night. This is a madhouse. Gotta get away, but I can't leave Felicia.
Fool, you don't know who or what you are dealing with. Try me, bitch!
You know nothing of the ways of a true Brujeria child.
Glup.
Gross! Guess I'm in over my head. Get away!
Taste a leso del muerte! Behold the truth, Felicia, for it will kill you!
Shriek! Shriek!
Dios mio!
It's like Resident Evil. Let me reveal your true face, girl!
Get away from me, monster!
Behold, look at yourself through my eyes!
Trickery, this cannot be! Liar!
When you took the Book of Lemageddon and summoned Glasmalaz, you took his darkness into you!
Then feel the darkness of the pit! This is my reality. I should be in control. What's that?
Snap!
My niece, come face your astral. My niece, come face your ancestral memories. That voice, someone calling me.
My eye, Lucifer, damn you!
Something deep inside me stirring. You are the chosen one. We have waited a millennium for your rebirth. Huh? Worry not, child of the sun god. Who are you? I don't understand. Now is not the time. Defeat the false god who calls himself Epitaph and deliver him to me. How? The blood of your Aztec ancestors flows in your veins. Use the true power. Go now.
I know you. You're Donna Perpetua, the mythical witch. Myth, I am the reality.
So much for my magic. This is the real deal.
Ramon, assist your master now. Ugh. My eye, she kills my spirit self. Ah!
You've served your purpose. Can't... Now, okay, I think I did that right.
You've served your purpose. Now die. Can't breathe. Dizzy. Hold on. Can't let her kill me. Or
Felicia, I call upon you. Hear me.
What? The girl's trying to work Quandera magic? This should stop her feeble spell. Madre Diosa, Espiritu Drella, Cafas. Felicia, now help me.
What?
Who calls me?
Felicia, I need your help now.
Feel the agonies of the pit, Luis. You have revealed my dark side to me. Now feel my true power, pretender.
Lucifer will have your head on a plate, girl.
Lucifer? Ha, he cares nothing for you, puppet. The darkness so sweet, so intoxicating. The desire to inflict pain so strong.
What? Lydia must save her.
Something stirs inside Felicia. A newfound sense of power she has never known before. Her conscious mind racing to react against the threat before her pure instinct takes over.
Die, child! Your attempt at magic is futile!
Diabolicus! Tabiald! Dashirim! Zorakame!
I must do something!
Gah! Face! Fade! Stop! Pain!
Must save Lydia! No! Kill him! Let her die. What's one more death he must...
One more... What? I don't know what that word says.
No, kill him. Let her die. What's one more death? He must die to avenge the innocence he has destroyed.
I don't understand what happened there.
Samoa, Ross, Vito, da!
Blinding you was just the start, Lewis. I shall bask in your death.
What am I thinking?
Suddenly, rumble, crack, rumble, crash, swoosh.
Kill them, not Ramon. The girl is dead. Now what is this?
No, my niece, give them to me.
Your true power is that of life, not destruction. Their deaths are not a fit punishment. Give them to me.
His death will be exquisite agony.
No, no.
Hold on, we didn't do that one right.
His death will be exquisite agony.
No, no. Must fight my dark desires to become like Louis, poisoned.
Lydia, I'm here. She's dead. I've failed, blinded by evil. It's beautiful. Felicia, don't worry, I'm free. I can see heaven. The light calling me.
You can't die. This is not your time. It's my fault.
Let me go, Felicia. The light calls my name. You're too late.
Ah! Death! Release! I call on thee, O Mother of Life, of all living things. Forgive me. Grant me thy blessing. Let the light of life burn brightly in this woman's body. Return her spirit. Woo!
Go now, my niece. Your task is over. The underworld of Mictlan shall be their punishment. Vague memories. Another life. Try to remember. Ah! Ah! Where am I? The light! Shh, rest, you are safe. The darkness so seductive, so inviting. The desire to destroy, to kill, to have such power. But then I would have become as corrupt as him, as twisted as Donna.
As she rises into the night sky, the radiant strength of her true power, the power of life, dispels the dark clouds troubling her thoughts.
This is the way it should be. This is the way it has to be. The way of the right-hand path of life, of light. But without darkness, there can be no light.
New Mexico, the following day.
What do I care about crazy stories? You're here, home, and safe.
Thanks, but it was my fault Lydia was in jeopardy.
Oh, you think? You think? I just walked blindly into this? Hey. Hold on.
We did that completely fucking wrong.
Oh, yeah? You think I just walked blindly into this? Hey. Who called you here? Well, you don't think it was an accident you returned to Earth, do you? I summon you. How? I found this hidden under the floorboards when we moved in, coming from a family of witches. Huh? It's a long story. Stay with us, please. Our home is your home, Felicia. You saved our lives. We owe you nothing. There are deeper forces at work here. We are nothing more than pawns, a grand scheme beyond mortal imagining. I'm sorry. I must go seek answers to the questions which trouble me. No, Felicia, please stay. What the hell? Her name is Felicia Chavez. In Latin, Felicia means lucky. She does not feel that way. Confusion, frustration, concern. She feels all this. She senses something terrible is on the horizon for herself, for mankind. What she does know is that this is only the beginning. The end, for now. Okay, here we go. Lumina Mystica. Suspiria Letters page. Okay, we goofed. We originally stated we would name the letters page and announce the winner in issue 3, but due to the deadline crunch that fell through the cracks... But as you'll see above, we now have a title and a winner, and the winner is Silver Moon. It was a difficult decision to make, as the suggestions were all good, and it took me a couple of weeks of consideration to finally pick a title. A few of you suggested invocation or incantations, which were perfect, but Silver Moon's proposal finally went out due to the originality and capturing the spirit of what Suspiria is about. So there's some of the art there. And I like that one. David Moore. Patricia Pierce Phillips. Okay. Let's see. So there's also Martin Pinedo and Michelle Hendrickson. Yeah, not bad. Second Annual Chaos Comics Reader Awards. The print is way too fucking small. It's way too small. You get a free trip to the Halloween thing, and yeah, I mean, I think we went through all that. Yeah, we did. Okay, here's the tattoos. Sworn to the Black. Demon, okay. Chaos Star there. I can barely see that. Burt Evans, not bad, I like that one. That one's cool. I like that. It's a little smiley there. It's okay. Oh, I like that smile. A lot of people were doing the smiley thing in the 90s. That really caught on. Yep, Lady Death, of course. Another Lady Death. That one's pretty good. Another smiley. Smileys were everywhere back then. A lot of Lady Deaths. Oh, that's interesting to see, Cremator. That one's really good. That's pretty good purgatory. Yep, it's supposed to be Evil Ernie, I think. It's pretty good right there. That one's pretty good, and that one's pretty good. Okay, they're pretty good. The best stories are the ones that surprise you. Megadeth Cryptic Writing. Limited edition silver cover cryptic writing CD with Megadeth Chaos Comics trading card inside while supplies last. Yep, Cryptic Writings. I remember that one. Yeah, it's not their best, but it's still a good record. It's got some fucking decent songs on it. Can't remember. That was right before they did, if I'm not mistaken, that's right before they did Risk. Let's see. Kind of curious. What tracks were on that one?
I mean, I've heard all the Megadeth records, but it's just been so fucking long. So Cryptic Writings actually was not a very well-liked record. It was only got a 66. Oh, it's got Trust, and it's got Use the Man. Those are really good ones. She-Wolf. Yeah, I really like Trust and Use the Man. Those are really good fucking songs, actually, from them. I always love that intro to Trust. It's just amazing. And live, it sounds great, too.
Big fan of Megadeth.
So there you go.
All right, so that's it, guys. That's all we've got.
That was the last of Suspiria.
So we had some fun going back through Nostalgia Corner, I guess you could say. Taking a trip back through memory lane.
Do you remember? You remember this? Remember that? Remember this? We had some member berries.
Remember Lady Death? I remember. Remember Chaos Comics? I remember. Remember Wizard Magazine? I remember. Remember Chaos Comics cards? I remember. You know, stuff like that. And they had the little cards. I had some of those cards. They were cool. I think a lot of nerdy kids. Not even nerds. Like, sometimes, because people just like X-Men. I remember one time I was in elementary school. And one of the, you know, the people would always write in the books. And somebody would put X-Man is cool in there. Because everybody was really into the X-Men that came on. It was always the tail end. Because the way they did Saturday morning cartoons is they would have all the regular ones. You'd have to get up early for some of them, you know. Your Power Rangers was usually on really early and all that. And then they had a couple more cartoons. But that right before they'd end, right at noon, because that's when wrestling came on. And I think it was WCW wrestling, if I'm not mistaken. It's WCW that they did on Saturday nights. Or Saturday afternoons was wrestling. But right before they did wrestling, they did X-Men. X-Men was the last one they did on the Fox lineup. So it was hard. You had to catch it, because you could catch a lot of the morning cartoons. But my uncle, you know, he used to love watching fishing shows, and all the fishing shows would come on Saturday mornings too. So we often fought over the one TV we had, over, you know, who was going to get to watch the cartoons and who was going to get to watch the fishing shows. So often X-Men would be the issue there, because, you know, the fishing shows would kind of really start kicking up in the afternoon, and to be honest, by the afternoon I was expected out of the house. Like, I was allowed to watch stuff in the morning, but, you know, if I wasn't going to school, which I wasn't on Saturday, I had to be out of the house doing something. Like, yeah, that was a thing, guys. I had to be out of the house. You guys really don't get that. They're like, oh yeah, Graham, you had to, like, you don't ever touch grass. Yeah, because I'm fucking 40 now, it's different. But when I was a young kid, I had to be out there doing something. I had to be out there going, finding fun, playing with friends, riding my bike, head over to somebody's house and play, maybe not even, I mean, sometimes play video games, but a lot of times, you know, you're doing other things, you're doing all kinds of stuff. I mean, as a kid, I mean, you could do that. I didn't have to worry about a lot of crap. So that's what it was like. But yeah, at any rate, guys, this is the Grim Lord, and I will see you guys next time on Grimm's Comics Corner with more great comics. Stay tuned, comics fans.